begin the current daven sechtem pesachim daf hey. We begin on the base. We begin to taste the master. Begins with the gemara lechalik itzasa. That obviously he held that the malacha bavar was said separately to say that each malacha has its own liability. Taisa says, how do you see that from Rabbi Kiva? But the koyel av malacha, from the fact that he calls it a malacha, that shows us that it's not just a general lav ba'alma, but rather that it's that of a chayiv a karis, the av malacha. And again, therefore, you can't do it on Yom Tov. Voidam Ariba, additionally, the Riba says, because the Lamandam Alav Yitzhaz, according to the Lamandam, that, yeah, it's also a negative prohibition. So how do you see? Maybe you can't do it because of Lav. No, Lahoya also be Yom Tov. According to that Lamandam, it wouldn't even be forbidden to be done in Yom Tov. Kivin Ein Shem Malacha Lav. No, there's no designation of quota Malacha on it. It's just a negative prohibition. And although on Shabbos, you now do it because Lisavayish Bechomesh Vazechim on Shabbos, but that's not on Yom Tov. And therefore, actually, you would say that you actually could burn the chametz on Yom Tov, not necessarily on Yom Tov. But since it's a malacha, so that's forbidden on Yom Tov, like other malachas have forbidden on Yom Tov. Like, this is called malacha. The clear next says, the matter begins with the Gemara. Obviously, also it says, we don't say mitoich, that once it's permitted, letzayich, it's going to be permitted even shaloi letzayich. And again, therefore, you could not have done havara on Yom Tov. Obviously, it means that you should do the havara of the chametz on Erev Yom Tov. So it says, how did Rabbi Kiva learn this out? Because diyam nimitayich, if you would say mitayich letzins, then shari, it actually would be permitted to burn the chametz on Yom Tov. Because I tayse has avagav divin and tzarech yimitas. Even when we say we permitted shaloi letzarech, it has to be at least somewhat of a Yom Tov purpose. So tayse achamash mevar. Here's that you burn the chametz habetzarech. That is also considered a tzarech for Yom Tov because if not, you're violating the isa bal yirah. And therefore, obviously, we don't say mitayich. Ketanek says that begins with zigmara aval atzarei shalachem shagabayim. But you could see the chametz of others that have non-Jews. And of Hektish, Taisa explains that when do we say that you need to have two psukim to exclude that of a non-Jew and of Hektish? And when do you say, like an Ausugya, that from one pasuk, from Lacha, we're going to learn out that we can exclude that of a Nachri and of Hektish? As Taisa brings, Hiksha Rabbi Yaakov Dir Alliance. He says, the Hachalay Matzal Trekor Lemuti Nachri Goy, here you don't need two psukim to exclude that of a non-Jew's chametz and Hektish's chametz, the Mechad Lecha, Mamitin Tzabai, we're excluding both of them from this one word of Lecha, only yours, but not Nachri and Hektish. I forgot that Lassel Lecha Ksibin, that says, I, what do you mean? It doesn't say just one Lecha, it says three times. But a Perkal Shadig, Malay Ron Lev Chav Gimel Rav, says, Mashmut Tzrich Kula, that you need all the Lechas for other things. We only have one extra Lecha to exclude that of Nachri and Hektish. Now, the problem is, Menachas Perek Rebbe Shmuel Kama, the Gemara in Daf Samach Zayin Menal, brings that today in Menachas, Treri Sesechem Ksibi, that it says two times, your dough, one excluding that of Hektish and one of a non-Jew. So you see that they're not considered as one. You need two psukim to exclude them. That's what says to me, however. Actually, in the precise text of the Gemara, it says one time, Pirish, Kashir Isis Midbar, like that, which was the dough in the Midbar, and one for Hektish, meaning, according to that Gersa, actually we're excluding Hektish and Nachri from the same term. And so it seems, because the Bereshit gives their Shin, from your dough, like your dough, which is like this Gersa we brought, that from one Pasuk, actually we are excluding that of Hektish and of Nachri. Kisimnech says the Master begins with Gemara, because it says the word Lachat two times, which explains that why do you need to say that Lecha is going on Lo Yimatze. Because the Gemara was saying that how do we know the Halacha on regards to the Gemara ultimately in its conclusion says that how do you know it even applies to Nachri that you have dominion over? I from Lo Yimatze would tell you that actually that's forbidden, not permitted. And just because it's Lecha Lecha Trezim. So Pesach Rashi explains, Kiven the Miyata Lecha, since it says two times below Yura Lecha, you don't need it to exclude Chametze Shal Nachri. So rather, what it's coming to tell you is that Shadya Al Lo Yimatze, so you put on the other Isra of not Lo Yura, but Lo Yimatze, and therefore even in Lo Yimatze, we're coming to tell you that it's going to be excluding Chametze Shal Nachri. Says Taisa B'Kash Rashi, difficult on the Rashi. The Mitzvah Lecha Gufa, what do you mean? Just from the extra word Lecha, I feel a lo yimatzi, even without going on lo yimatzi, matzil lemuti nachri shekavashu. You already excluded the nachri's chametz. It says already one time lacha, only yours, not nachri. Say the second time, obviously, even if you have control over him. So what do you have to, why does it have to go on? Why is Rashi have to explain that it's going on lo yimatzi? So that might read the reason because the ilav lo yimatzi. If it wasn't going lo yimatzi, malacha lo yimatzi nachri shekavashu. In fact, it says lacha another time. We would not have excluded that to say a bigger chiddush in the non-Jews chametz had permitted. Because Tahu Namil Khashiva, we would have said no, when you have dominion over him, when he lives with you, it's considered your own chametz. And that would be included in Lo Yirah Lecha, that it's yours. Avamina, we would have thought to say. So what's Ekel Chagam to tell you? Drasha, Drasha Chayin, we could be telling a different Drasha, but we would not have known to exclude it. Aval Hashem, but now there should be an Aliyah Matzah that we're saying is going to be Aliyah Matzah, as Taisa explains, Mimimash Mu'usei, Mimatim Nachash Gerashta. From the inference of the context of what Aliyah Matzah means, that actually, the Aliyah Matzah itself tells us to exclude even the bigger Chiddush of a non-Jew that you have dominion over him. The word mashma that even if he's around with you, because you have dominion over him, even then it's going to be lacha and not a problem when it's the chametz of the nachi. But there is another difficulty, because kibin the shadina leyimatze. Since we're explaining that this lacha is going on leyimatze, so then amaya took leila elamidus. Why the gemara previously after darsh masar amar gvulim just like it says saar by the gvulim, etc. Afsar amar gubatim. So too when it says saar by the pasuk leyimatze by batim. It's coming to tell you, Chalchati Raya Bechulu, that it's only yours you can't see, but that of a non-Jew you could see. What do you mean? Even without that Pasuk of Lo Yimatzei, you already have the meat of Lecha, because you have an extra Lecha that was saying that you're putting on Lo Yimatzei. So why do you need the Gzeir Shavet Sarisar? But there too, the real answer says no, because Nilav Joshua the Sarisar, had we not have the Gzeir Shavet Sarisar, of a Mukila, we would have said that this second time Lecha that's going on Lo Yimatzei would be telling us something else. We would have said, we would have said, okay, we want to compare the exclusion of non-Jews chametz and that of hektish that applies by houses just like applies by gvul. But we wouldn't have said, it's going to tell you an added chiddush to say that it's even for a non-Jew that you have dominion over, which says it's a dechi, because essentially batim is including gvul, and if you're coming to compare it, it would seem to say that it's coming to tell you even nachash kevashim. Now, but Hikshar Bein Tam has the following question. We don't find anywhere else in Halacha that we, when you say an exclusion of a non-Jew, to differentiate between if you have dominion of him or if you don't. B'reish Ragez, in the Gemara Chulna of Kavlam HaBeiz, Gavi Beisecha, by your house, the Gancha, your grain, Satcha, your field. But two of them is awesome. And there's many such examples where we're saying it's only yours to exclude a non-Jew. And in all those cases, we don't find to require two psukim to exclude that when you have dominion over the non-Jew, or when you don't. So why specifically over here do we find that we have to have an extra pasuk to darshan, even kibashdim? Now, Tirz Rashba, the Rashba answer says, of course, yeah, you're right. But keeping the Golan Hacha, since over here in our context, the pasuk reveals that nachash kibash lechash v'shalcha, that because of the extra pasuk, even when you have dominion over the non-Jew, it's not considered yours. So therefore, b'shem docht only sulei tzar treikolei. That's why in all those other contexts you need two psukim. Umatina tavim echad kran. You exclude both of them. Kevashas lo kevashas from one pasuk because we already said the chiddush over here. B'chametz, we don't have to say it every single time that it is the same thing and snakets at lacha. And says Taisa v'chin yishal taras ma'ashik Rabbi Yaakov der lines. And therefore, based on this chiddush, we can say what we said in the previous places to answer what Rabbi Yaakov der lines had asked. Meretzisa seichem from there, which we had asked. Wait a second. You see that it has to say two times to exclude Nachri and Hektish. In our sugyo, we seem to exclude them from one pasuk. Yeah, because since we brought the source over there, now you already said that they're the same, and therefore all throughout, now in all halacha, you could presume they're the same, you could exclude them from one pasuk. So Taisa had asked that, why do you need to say Lacha is going on Le'yimatze? Why can't you just say it says Lacha two times B'lei Ra? And I would know to exclude even Shekevashter. And that the Re says that no, if it wasn't going Le'yimatze, we actually would not exclude the chametz of the non-Jew, because we would say actually that is like lacha. That's only when it's going leyamatzi, which leyamatzi means that even though it's with you, but if it's not actually yours, a non-Jew's, then still it's going to be excluded. Then the Riyasti says, but then if you have this lacha is going leyamatzi, the one in the Gzeir Shava, which applies it to leyamatzi, you already know from lacha to exclude that of the chametz of the nachri. And that's a taste. No, it's not for the drush of the Gzeir Shava of Sar Sar, who just said lacha is coming to tell you to exclude the chametz of a non-Jew and of hektish by batim, and we would not have known that it's coming to include even that of nachash kevash tachas zidecha. And then Rabbi Tam asks, he says, but why throughout Shas we find that we don't need two psukim to exclude kibashta and lo kibashta? And the Rashba says, because it's all learned out from this source over here, and then we know to all other contexts. And based on that, he says, so that you can answer the question on the Rimer lens also, that after we revealed by Chala that Lechem is excluding Nachar and Hektish from two different sources, so then you don't need to have anywhere else, like in Argamar, to have for the Nachri and the Hektish, you can know it from one source and you don't need it from two different sukkah.